外边的，结果弄完。My people, I say unto you this morning, do you feel the blessings that I have performed for this dispensation, this generation? Do you feel a lack rather than the victory that was intended for you? Well, this morning I want to remind you and faithfully continue to remind you that you are living in the age of grace. Though the world looks like it's getting worse, where sin abounds, I much more abound, saith the Lord. The adversary, he is called the accuser of the brethren. Have you ever really meditated upon that, saith the Lord of the Most High? Why would he say that he's the accuser of the brethren? Because the first line of defense that he comes at you with is to accuse among yourselves, to divide the kingdom of God within you. But oh, stand strong and stand fast and refuse that spirit. For there are some great things ahead. Even though the economy looks bad, it will subside and begin to flourish again. For I am the God who's still reaching and reaching and reaching and reaching. I have much more to do before I return. I have more to give, and I have more to succeed, and I have more of the testimony of my goodness to perform in the earth. So you rejoice, even though things look dark, rejoice, for I am in control of your life, and you will prosper, saith the Lord. That's what I designed you for. Hallelujah. Even though people run to and fro and they don't know who to vote for me. I tell you, I will cause you to walk in peace and rest, even though the world has an unrest. I have a city of refuge just for you, so that the adversary cannot control you and rule you and dominate you. Oh, won't you come into my arms and sit and rest at my feet? For I am a God that wants you to have peace. Don't have anything to do with the subtleness of the enemy, for he desires to creep into your life so slowly and take you out of the kingdom of God, you won't even know it until it comes upon you with sudden destruction. Don't be a victim of that. Move towards me with your whole being. Move towards me with your spirit and your soul and your body. Move towards me, and I will come and meet you. And together, great victory will be accomplished. Great victory will be accomplished. Know this. I have many that is standing as watchmen for the things that are going on in the world. Already you have no idea how much hell has not been leashed on the earth because of people praying. You only hear a subtleness of what could have happened, because I have a watchman that are on their knees praying and seeing to it that the adversary cannot take out many that he threatens to take because of my prayer warriors. If you're looking for ministry, get on your knees. If you're looking for ministry, get on your knees. For I will use you mightily, saith the Lord. For your righteousness has much authority in this earth. Your righteousness has much authority in this earth. But if you don't talk to me, and you don't command of me and my hands, then how can I move forward? But if you commanded me, then it releases me to go where my word has been destined to go. Not only over your life, but the life of mankind. Move in that direction. Move in that direction. Move in that direction. Get on your knees and begin to pray for the brethren. Get on your knees and begin to rebuke the storms of life. Get on your knees and ask of me, and I'll send your prayers forth to do mighty work on my behalf. For I will put it in your heart what to pray, so that I can accomplish the very thing that is needed. And all the days that are ahead, they are good. They are good. It might look like things are bleak, but that's just the way the enemy is. He has a loud voice, but very little steam compared to the kingdom of God. Renew your strength in me. Renew your strength in me. Be settled and firm. And be confident that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day that I return. Hallelujah. Rejoice. For it is God that is at work within you to do and to will his best. His best. His best, saith the Lord. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't lend your faith to a tongue that talks about depression and defeat. But give your faith and your tongue to the King of the Most High. And hallelujah, he will watch over his word to perform it on your behalf. I, the Redeemer, the Loving One, says this to you, saith the Lord. Sing another song. Hallelujah.
So here I am to worship.
Did you have something, Maxine? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Honda Rasi. In my spirit, I just keep hearing that word. All together. All together. All together. Our God says He is all together God. There is nothing falling off on the left. There is nothing falling off on the right. There is nothing falling, period. Because I am an all together God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
There is nothing missing in me. So therefore, since you are my daughter and my son, there is nothing missing in you. There is nothing lacking in you. You have all that I have. You have all that I have. Because, let me go back to it, listen to this word. I am an altogether God. I am, listen to this word. I am the altogether God. I am the altogether God.
Hallelujah.
Let that resonate in your spirit.
Hallelujah.
Speak it over and over and over and over and over. Set your mind on it. I am altogether. I have nothing falling off of me. I am altogether. And I'm your altogether God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, I am all together. And I'm equipping my army. Oh, yes. I am equipping you to do great and mighty things. Oh, yes, things that I've spoke to you about and you listen to sometimes and then you lay it down again. But I'm equipping you and I'm going to open the ears. Oh, yes, blind eyes, you're going to be open. Yes, for I am the Spirit of the Lord. And what I plan to do, I plan to finish. The work that I've started in you, oh, yes, He who began the work. Oh, yes. He will complete the work, and He will get all the glory.
Hallelujah.
He will get all the glory. Yes, for I'm coming for my glory. I'm coming for a church that I bought and I paid for with my blood and with my Son. And yes, you will do those things that I have called you to do. Yes, you will rise up with the spirit of Joshua and Caleb. Yes, you will. For I am tearing down even images in this place today. Yes, I am tearing down images of defeat, of lack, of poverty.
Thank you, Lord.
An image that was not given by the Spirit, but an image that was placed by an enemy. For yes, the enemy has come into the camp in certain areas. But the Spirit of God comes in this place today. Yes, even the Spirit of Gideon. And He comes and He takes the sword. And the Lord shall deliver. Yes, the Lord shall deliver. And it's like I saw in my spirit before I began to speak this. I saw like a photo album. And some will look at the photo album and they would see. Oh, they would not see the right things. They would not see. They would not see them going into the places, into the high places, and taking their position. But today, begin to reposition yourself, and begin to remember your God. Remember what He said to you. Remember what He prophesied to you. And fight the fight. War. War with the words. War with the words that are alive. War with the words that are living. Oh, yes. Yes, and let me paint the picture inside of your spirit. The spirit, oh, that gives the photos in your mind, the photographic, hallelujah, of heaven. And you taking what belongs to you. For surely, for surely what I've planned and surely what I've given to you, it belongs to you. And so stir up yourself. Stir up yourself and know that what I've given you, it's yours. It's yours. Every promise. Every promise. Every promise. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. Yes, it's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Rise up. Rise up and take the land. Rise up and look. Look. Look at me. Look at me. Because when you look at me, you'll see an open door. You'll see the open door of heaven. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thanks.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revelations, it says, I think it was John, he said, behold, I looked in an open door. Look. We look by expecting. We look by expecting. We look by waiting on Him. Oh, yes. And as we wait upon Him, we begin to look and expect. And we begin to know something. A divine knowing begins to be imparted to us. And then the open door, you'll see the open door. Oh, yes, for there is an open door. I've opened doors. I'm opening doors today. I'm opening doors into your spirit. I'm opening doors. And when I get in there, when I get inside of you, you'll begin to do. You'll begin to think. And you'll begin to believe you can do it. You can do it. Because it'll not be you, but it'll be your God. Yes, it'll be your God that goes before you. Hallelujah. Taking what you couldn't take. Doing what you couldn't do. Looking for what you couldn't look for. Oh, hallelujah. Transformation. A change. Hallelujah. For you are the army. Hallelujah. An army. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, I have an almighty army. Hallelujah. That will do warfare. Warfare. Yes, for I called you. Yes, I called you to go into the enemy's camp. I called you to war. War on my behalf. Hallelujah. That's the same. In this nation. Oh, I am birthing in this nation. I am birthing my son. And you're seeing the results. You're seeing some signs and wonders that the enemy may even speak. But your God, hallelujah, in the church, hallelujah, what is rising up, even with greater glory. Hallelujah, greater glory. Move, 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 move with me. Move with me. Oh, you'll enter into my rest. You'll enter into my rest. Oh, for I have a resting place. Oh, it's a resting place. Oh, it'll make you so happy. Oh, you'll be so glad you went there. Oh, yes, rise. Rise and take your position. For I am Jehovah Shalom. Yes, I am the God of peace. Oh, the peace. Yes, in the midst of war, in the midst of battle, I am the God of peace. Oh, yes, yes, enter in, enter in, enter in, enter in. Oh, yes, hallelujah, under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, yes, it's under this shadow you'll find a resting place. Oh, a resting place where you'll not fear. You'll not fear, oh, but you will be, oh. We'll be right back.
wrong door. For doesn't life itself show you how the lion, whom I've described as Satan, when he comes to prey on the weak. He comes to take out the weak of the tribe. As I've told you, my entire kingdom is in you, and it is complete to vanquish the lion. But if you open the wrong door and you walk through life through the door that I have not provided for you, your adversary knows it. And just as he pounces upon that which is weak and vulnerable, he will look to your weakness and your vulnerability and do the same. You must close those doors and open wide the door that I have provided for you. And then when the adversary comes, he will find the fight of his life. For he will have to meet me in you. And I got news for you, my people. That if I am at work within you, there is no lion that can take you.
Hallelujah.
For I am the lion of the tribe of Judah, and I am greater than the adversary. For I have already defeated him. He just needs to meet me in you to know that he needs to leave you alone. Don't open the wrong door.
Yep, yep.
For he knows no mercy.
Yep.
And he's subtle. And he'll get you when you least expect it. And then when he pounces to devour you, don't look to me why I haven't provided. For I am altogether, saith the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? I really feel at this time that if any of you need prayer,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you that want prayer for physical healing, those of you that want prayer for mental healing, those of you that want prayer to break poverty over your life. Those things after the Lord has spoken. I want you to come up here right now. Get up here. Hallelujah. Have a different attitude. Have a different attitude. Don't be motivated by the pressure of this warring life, but be motivated by the God in you that can make you succeed. Come up here to the altars right now. Hallelujah. Let's keep singing, choir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. De se quiere se. Hallelujah. Arra santa. Hadgideva. You know, we need to look at this right now this morning as you're coming forward. We need to look at it from this viewpoint. Draw the line. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Can you draw the line saying enough is enough? You know what? The enemy always comes to tell you the negative, to let you look at what appears. You got to start. You got to draw the line and quit looking at what appears.
Hallelujah.
You got to start saying, "Look, and I know what it appears like, but my faith is not made out of appearances."
Amen.
Your faith is designed to change appearance. Amen. When the enemy comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy, Jesus says, "Come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Get them. Fill them up right here. Fill them up here. Hallelujah. I want them right here. Hallelujah. And if this is a problem, we'll start cutting these pews off. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want everybody around this altar. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I have decided. I have decided. I'm so.
Oh, say not I'm in a routine, but say that I have a victory ahead that no enemy can stand in, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. I know what you're going through, my daughter. I know how. Sometimes it hurts very deep, but I am the God of victory, and I have a watch over your life, and I am very careful to understand what you're going through. But take my word and stand up, and things will change. I promise you in my word, they will change, saith the Lord. For you are not forgotten, but I love you. Hallelujah.
Use it for your victory, saith the Lord. For nothing will stop you, saith the Lord. For what you desire in life, that I have provided. I have provided it. I have provided it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, you ready to get rid of that? Ooh, you ready to get rid of that stomach problem? Do you feel pain right now? No pain. Have you had pain?
For 3 weeks, she doesn't think very good.
Oh, okay. Ask her if she'll feel a difference after this. He's going to heal you. You believe that? Okay. Then receive in the name. Oh, there it is. Stomach, I command you to be healed in Jesus' name. That name which is above every name. It's a name fitted over a stomach. Woo! Yes. I speak to that infection to die now in Jesus' name. Woo! You're gonna see a difference. Oh! Orashaka. Orashaka. Hare shake it if it did it. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, my daughter, I say unto thee, speak that depression. will never come near you again. For you have a right to the victory of it. You have a right to the victory of it, for your spirit is of me, saith the Lord. Father, anoint him with a greater anointing. Father, that when he begins to sing, people will fall at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. Greater anointing. Father, peace. Bring such a peace that there are pieces of you. Hallelujah. 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 Father, may she receive right now by your wonderful, wonderful Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Father, that she will never go through what she's been through in the past. But, Father, victory will be ahead for her in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Though the enemy has spoken and he's tried to speak death into your life in many ways, you use my word and speak life into the many ways of your life, and you'll be far from oppression, and you'll be El Shaddai, center of peace. Peace. My little one, some fall, but pick yourself up, my daughter. Pick yourself up. Your walk with me. Though life is what it is, and life has its moments, but I say to you, as living God of your little life, I'm with you, my daughter. Not only when you're on the mountaintop, but also when you're in that valley. And I have not forsaken you, but I will reward thee with a grace and abundance of love that no man can understand. So forget about the past and move forward in me, and you'll find a new life in Jesus' name. I don't understand that. I don't understand that, sweetheart. But you do. Hallelujah. 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 Look at your life from this day forward as new steps that are ordered of the Lord, and stray not. And stray not from this path that I've set before you. For I, the Lord, am watching over your life. And I know what you've gone through. But I'm going to cause you to rise above it, and I'm going to cause you to walk a new road that no one can ever steal from you again, saith the Lord. My daughter, I say unto thee, more prayer. More prayer, especially for your loved ones. Your loved ones. They need you before me, saith the Lord. Father, let strength come back to a newness in heart in Jesus' name. A new strength to revive. Paul Toshin. My son, I say unto you, almost said daughter. My son, I say unto you, Expect some wonderful changes and a good testimony in your family, saith the Lord. Oh, for sure. De la Koshanama. De la Koshima. De la Koshima. De la Koshima. De la Koshima. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. My thoughts are not your thoughts. But take my thoughts for my word and speak them for that change that you desire. Speak it for that change that you desire. For I am the Lord that leads you in abundance. Take my word and let it speak from your lips. Oh, that's, I don't understand that one either, but it'll work. Hallelujah. 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 Oh my, how the Lord loves you, little one. You know, condemnation's not of the devil. Renew your strength in the Lord. And I will begin to change some things on your behalf, saith the Lord. It will cause you to rise above the situation and obtain that victory. Follow me in my leading of my spirit, saith the Lord. Father, may she receive right now by your holy, wonderful spirit. Whew. O thou afflicted, tossed to and fro, be comforted today and order yourself afresh before me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. No more. I prayed. I prayed. Oh, Bele Androku Ujena de Ablogotan Chipeto Varasa Varasa. Goniti liki ancevoro teche. Maske foto monete. Monete kisando. Dede. Dede. Dede kinsero. Dede. Little one. The Lord wants you to know how you're accepted of Him. You are accepted of Him. Hallelujah. What happened? What happened? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Just one of them services, eh? Amen. Hallelujah. You got to move with God. You know what? I even told Maxine. I said, Maxine, I don't want to hear myself Sunday morning. I said, I'm believing for a move of God. I'll tell you, you know what? Your pastor can get desert dry too, you know. But I love it when there's a move of God, because that is where God can personally touch you in spite of man. You know, you could preach 100 sermons, but one move of God will satisfy your soul for some time to come. Sometimes a prophetic spirit will come on me, and other times I don't force it. Somebody told me, he said, we need more of a move of God in your church. I'll move when God moves.
I'm not going to make God move. I'll move when God moves. And if it ain't there, I ain't going to foster it. Somebody said, well, there's some great men that said, if the Holy Ghost doesn't move, I'll move the Holy Ghost. I'm not that bold. I'll move when the Holy Ghost moves. Amen. I jump out there on my own, I'm in trouble. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'll tell you what, poverty thinking isn't going to cut it in the kingdom of God when God's in you. Hallelujah. That's one good sign that you're not in the right place when you can't think victory. When you make mistakes, there were several up here. I sensed that you made some mistakes and you were feeling rejected by God. I'll tell you what, God understands your mistakes.
Amen.
You know? Just get back with God and renew and refresh that strength that you once had, that first love. You know, get back to that place. And man, you'll find God right there with you. You know, he'll just run right to you and put his arms around you and says, I know, he did a dumb, stupid thing. But we'll work this thing out together. We'll succeed together. God doesn't throw you away because you made mistakes. Someone was just telling me, I forgot who it was. Somebody was just telling me that a former church that they were in California. Oh, I remember who it was. And their daughter got into some trouble and the church rejected her. And it hurt them. But I'm going to tell you something. Even though you call yourself a church, that doesn't mean God is at work within that church. Are you following what I'm saying? I'll tell you what makes a church, what happens at the pulpit. What is the Word of God going forth? Is there a move of the Holy Ghost? Are you following? Is God still able to reach and touch the dying and the hurting? And the lost? That's what it's about. And I don't know about you, but your pastor is believing more for a move of God. You know, just... You can get fed till you're overfed. I tell you, but I think God wants to just come in and just give you a treat. Move on your behalf. Do you believe that? Well, that's what I was believing last night. I was talking to Maxine several nights. I says, I don't really want to hear myself tomorrow morning. I want God to move. And I just stood here and I said, God, I really sense that you want to move.
Amen.
And God says, okay, I do. Did you get something here? Good, I'm going to collect tithes and offerings. If you'd like an envelope, raise your hands. The ushers will be glad to give you one. You know, life can be so much a bummer. But you just have to start looking at life through the eyes of God. Amen. God isn't through with our nation. You know, everybody's falling apart at the seams because of who's running for president. Well, it doesn't matter. No matter what situation we're dealt with, we're the salt of the earth. We're not limited to move with whatever's been dealt with us. Amen. You know, I don't mind if I take a couple of minutes. I was praying a prayer, and my prayer was that it just seemed like an unsurmountable thing to what my wife and I desired of our home. And then I come back off of a little trip, and you, the church, blessed us with a major part of that dream. It's like we're living in a different world when we look at our backyard and our things. And then the other day, Sue was excited about how the house, we got it done. And we accomplished even the addition and everything. And I was sitting there looking at it one night and started praying in the Holy Ghost. I just started thanking the Lord. Because no matter how how impossible things look for you, you go for it and believe you can succeed. Don't give up on your life, but stand firm with the Lord. And He'll meet you, oh man, and He'll make things work. And I just lifted my hands up to the Lord that night. I said, Lord, thank you so much. Not so much what I did to it, but as how the Lord strengthened me and provided for us and used you all to do it. And I thank you. Thank you so much. But what would give me and Sue's heart a great thrill more than anything else is to know that you succeed as a result of what we've shared with you from our ministry. That's more important to me than anything else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just think, Sue, now we got to live out the lifetime of our new roof, 30 years. Father, as we begin to receive of the tithe and offering from your people, I hope you all got an envelope that needed one. They did? Okay. So, Father, bless their hands that they're giving in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. And amen. Yeah. Play another song. We're going to dismiss in a moment. We're going to be making some new changes in the function of the church. I'm not going to disclose to you yet what they are, but I got to get with my staff and everything. We're going to make a few changes that I think it's going to bless all of you. Praise the Lord, and we'll get back with you on them. Hallelujah. I sure enjoyed our family picnic. Did you guys enjoy that? I sure did. We had a good turnout. Our fellowship is important. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, everybody stand up.
Let mercy fall on me.
Praise the Lord. Well, before we close, if you're new here today, well, we welcome you. And if you're not born again, when we dismiss the service, I'm going to be right here waiting for you. And we have altar ministers that will go with you and lead you into the understanding of the more perfect way. In Jesus' name. And with that said, you're dismissed. God bless you all. And again, if you want salvation, please come up. If you even question whether you're born again or not, come up here. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.